Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you could join me on this July 12th day, 2025. And I am getting a slew of emails about freedom and government and all that other stuff. So I'm going to talk a little bit about it. I am not a political analyst. I don't really ascribe to the social stigma of being a political analyst. I think there are a lot of people out there that do it a lot better than I would do it. So, you know, the whole thing of trying to analyze what's going on in our country today is ridiculous, because we've given ourselves over to the mind. And in doing so, we have created a tremendous, burden, just a huge burden on us. Before I go into this, I want to give you something that Lhasa talked about in the Tao Te Ching. He said, when the wise man hears of the way, he works hard to apply it. When the mediocre person hears of it, he keeps it, then loses it. But when the ignorant hear of it, they laugh, as if their laughter was a sign of understanding. If it did not work this way, it would not be the Tao. So I use that as an intro to what I want to talk about with you today. My first question comes from a gentleman named Cup, and I don't know any more about him than that. He sent me this email, and he goes into his narrative of his political stance, what he believes in and what he thinks is important. And then he says, answer me this question. Freedom is to do what we want and need to do. If we are not hurting another person, is that true? Cup, there is nothing any of us could do without affecting another person. You can't just even wave your hand across your forehead and not affect someone. We live in an energetic, and in this energetic, there are many, many things that we think, say, and do that affect other people. To be aware and to be mindful of the fact that we affect everyone with every little thing we do, even though we think it's, you know, nothing, it means nothing, everything means something. So if you understand what I'm saying and can appreciate it, then you will understand my answer, and hopefully you will not laugh at it and be the foolish student or the one that kind of remembers it from time to time, but the real student, the real person that hears it and recognizes, oh, this is the way. You talk about freedom in your email as if it is something you do because you want to. As you say here, freedom is to do what I want, what is necessary for me, and blah, blah, blah. And then you go into the things that you talk about that you think are necessary for you. Listen to me, Cup, and try to understand. Freedom isn't the right nor the ability to do whatever any of us please because we affect other people. Everybody wants to be free from what they are. They want to be something basically they're not. They want to live in something they think they are. They think they have the right to do whatever they want, when they want, as they want. All of this is going on constantly in people. And it's a constant that goes on and is abusive to so many people. The little things we do, the little selfish things we do, the little innuendos and the nuances of the way we live with out saying please or even thank you. We just don't even do please and thank you. Freedom, real freedom, comes from understanding the limits of our freedom, the limits of our power that are kind of set into place by the natural providence of our karma and the state of our consequences. I'm not free to do everything I want to do because, well, it's not in the cards for me. And why isn't it? Well, because those things are not set into motion in the way I've lived my life, maybe in this world and worlds in the past. Maybe I'm here to understand the divine providence, shall we say, of my life and what it is really all about. What am I here for? I'm not here to do what I want. I'm here to find out what I am and then to live from that what I am rather than what I would like to think I am. Now, this is very, very important. Everything I do affects someone else. So there is no way around it. The way you drive, the way you eat, the way you spend your money, the way you live your life, how you live your life, the reasons you live your life, these are all things that affect everyone around you. I was recently in San Diego, and I watched the way people drive down there, and it's the same thing here in Carmel. It's absolutely the same. Everybody is in such a hurry. They want to get ahead of the crowd. They want to pass and, you know, speed along and make all sorts of dangerous decisions, and they think it's their right to do so. And I understand all of that, but you have to understand we live around each other, and everything we do affects another person. The virtuous person understands the world they live in. They understand the necessary means by which to live one's life in harmony, in cooperation, as much as possible. So you say in your little email that you think if you don't hurt anyone that you're free to do whatever you want. But the problem is anything I do hurts something. Anything I do has an effect. If I throw garbage on the ground, if I, you know, throw plastic in the trash can or out in the ocean, there's all sorts of things that we do that we think are inconsequential. And everything has its own consequence. And that's what we don't understand. To live in true freedom, we wouldn't do anything to another we wouldn't want done to ourselves. Love ye one another as I have loved you, said Jesus. And it's a very powerful thing. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. These little things that great teachers have come to teach us, to offer us, to help us with, are very, very important. But we simply don't get it because we are a selfish lot of people here in America. I don't know about other countries. I went to India, lived there for a while, but, you know, I can't. That was then, this is now, it was 70s, it didn't really matter. But the thing that does matter is, how do I love myself? If I find out that loving myself means I'm selfish, then I miss. If I realize that loving myself is being in service to you, to humankind, to helping other people, to no longer living in the selfish pride, let's say, of my genetic heritage, that's when something comes into great beauty and we do not succumb to our ego, our vanity, and our pride. So, no, we're not free. We'll never be free. Not in the way in which we would like to think of ourselves as being free, but we are free always to do the one thing, to do the goodness, to do the mercy, to do the generosity, to do the forgiveness. We are always free to do that unless we are being restricted by our ego in some manner or another. Just something for you to think about. Cop, thank you for your email. And if you need to talk about this more, send me an email. We'll chit-chat. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. I hope you'll join me. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.